Welcome, welcome. We are here. It's Darlene Rodrigo, aka Social Queen Darlene, with the LNK After Show, the show we do after the show. It's the LNK After Show, and I have our special guest, Nick Pagliocchini.
Hello, my dear. It has been far too long.
I know. You look so good, by the way. You're like all tan.
Thank you. Ring lights do amazing things.
Yeah, we're both rocking the black tank tops.
We are. I was going to say, we have that whole thing and we didn't coordinate it. We didn't plan for it. So it was great.
Question for you. Can you believe since March 14th, it has been 94 days that we've been doing this?
I will tell you, it sure feels like it. To be genuinely honest with you, I can't believe it's been over 3 months now that we've been doing this. But I mean, it feels like it. This last weekend especially felt like it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I predicted 100 days when this started.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel like it's definitely going to surpass the 100 day mark.
Legit. Well, I mean, realistically, if we're looking at anything, I mean, we're still at least a year away from a vaccine. So some form of this is going to be happening, even though as of Friday, a lot of things in several counties here in Southern California have reopened. We still are going to have restrictions. And the biggest concern is over the weekend, the numbers have already started to spike again in cases of COVID-19, especially in Orange County, in Riverside County, in San Bernardino County. And they are the counties that all opened up and pulled a lot of the restrictions away really quickly. So it's going to be wild to see where we end up with all of this. So
we're like in a movie and the action is getting ready to begin.
Yeah.
Like the action scenes.
For sure.
So much action has happened already and, you know, so many lives have been lost. And and just to I'm going to reintroduce in a way and just kind of talk about what we do on the show.
Sure.
So now that I'm a producer for the LNK Morning Show, but I also do a lot of social media stuff, which is why LNK calls me Social Queen Darlene. But then there's kind of like a little tie into that name, too, because Social Queen as in like social media, but also social causes.
Right. 100%.
So it has a lot of like deep meaning and it's a fun name. And then Nick, you work with KFI, which is
Correct.
Our news station.
Right.
And you work for Coast and you do our traffic on Coast for the LNK Morning Show. What has it been like difference wise from old life, I guess you can
right.
say.
That's a good way to put
new
it.
New life.
I mean, it sounds funny, but it's like we still have like BC before Corona.
Yes.
And then, you know, AC, which is after Corona, which doesn't work quite as well with the BC and AD, but still whatever.
Yeah.
For my job specifically, it's so much more deeply involved, especially because for a good period of time in the beginning of all of this, you know, figure at least 60 days ago, no one was driving. So when you're mm-hmm. a traffic reporter by trade, it's very interesting and unique to try to figure out exactly what is going to happen and how are you going to report it. Now, as you said, I work closely with the KFI news team specifically, and that's something that I provided for Coast. And in the past, I worked with Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, and I did Stu Tiffany and Jimbo on KCAL 96.7 FM in the Inland Empire. I've done a lot of stations. I even have worked with our sister stations of KISS and Alt-98.7 before the Woody Show came on board. So I've been around. And so my, you know, even thinking to that first 30 days of this, I really transitioned even for our show with the LNK Morning Show into more news gathering and partnering with you and Rachel, one our other producer, of making sure that we're abreast and keeping our listeners really on top of what's going on and making sure that as a team, the five of us, Ellen, Ryan, you, Rachel and myself are putting out all the correct and valid information and really, you know, doing that. So I think for me with traffic, it became a really unique area to talk about because now we're looking at where COVID testing sites and what's going on around that. What's happening, you know, you still have the largest testing site is Dodger Stadium, and it's been open and closed in LA County innumerable times because we've had outbreaks and we've had protests. And I think that's the bigger thing that's happened on top of it. The last three going on 4 weeks now, it's almost been a month that we've been dealing with everything related to Black Lives Matter and police brutality. And it's so much happening right now. And so it has been a unique transition of looking at flow patterns and drive times and looking at empty freeways, but still seeing insanely gnarly crashes happening because people are going 100, 150 miles an hour, which you don't even think of cars in Los Angeles being able to go to because in a normal quote unquote time, we would be not able to go 150 miles an hour at noon or right. at 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, because there'd be so much traffic. So
what's the fastest you've heard of? Like, do you get to hear any police scanners or like
oh, yeah.
cool? Yeah. Okay. Oh, so yeah. what's the craziest accident, I guess, you've heard of so far with like speed wise, like
the one
are
that,
you really hearing up to 150 miles
oh, yeah.
an hour?
So the vast majority, 150 miles an hour is what I've heard for certain vehicles in the Inland Empire. For San Bernardino wow. Riverside counties, for the 210, the 10, the 60, and the 91, only because those are really large freeways that have lots of lanes, and with not as many cars on the roads, you really can open up a vehicle. And if you're able to drive that quickly, that's a thing that you can do. The gnarliest one right now is it happened in front of Mayor Eric Garcetti for Los Angeles, his home mm-hmm. last night. The vehicle was going 95 miles an hour on a surface street in a neighborhood.
Oh my God.
And the person died in the wreck. And oh, if you see, God. You know, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, doom and gloom, but if you look at the videos, there's not much left of the car. It wrapped around a tree right in front of the mayor's house. And you can see lots of, oh, it's funny. Oh, no, this is Gavin Newsom right now. Sorry, I have my news going constantly. So I looked over and I was like, oh, is that Garcetti? No, it's Gavin Newsom. But wow. But no, that was, so I mean, that is just an example of there are not as many people on the roads, even now, even with everything starting to open up. And it sounds really funny, and I've even noticed for myself, to be honest, when you don't drive for a regular amount of time, you almost have to relearn it, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
you know, because your commute, you're an Inland Empire person like me. So mm-hmm. that's where I was born and raised, in Alta Loma Ranch, Cucamonga. So I'm an IE kid. And so we're used to wide open spaces and freeways that, you know, weren't freeways up until the last right. 20 years. We were used to growing up, you know, your parents are up in the high desert. And so you're yeah. used to having, you know, more dirt roads than you are having a freeway. As silly right, as that right. sounds. So I think that that's been a really interesting thing of, you know, this weekend, Friday, one of my good friend's nieces, it was her graduation. So we had a social distance graduation in a park. And there okay. were about 35 people. And we must have covered a good third of the park because we were all in the small groups that we were quarantining with.
Okay.
We all had masks on. So everybody was like 6 to 10 feet apart from each other in these little groups of two or three people. Jade is her name. And so we celebrated her. But it was even funny because literally we would put there was a picnic table that we put the gifts on. And then her aunt, who was hosting it, specifically would make sure to sanitize the things and then put them in a bag and then would deal with them later. Mm-hmm. But in that scenario, when we were at the park, it was interesting because it was here in Long Beach
okay.
and you were able to see people just flying by,
wow.
you know, and this was five, about 5 o'clock, 5:30 on a Friday, which normally, yeah, would not, you yeah. couldn't do that. So,
right. And also usually we're not used to so many walkers happening.
Correct.
But in this AC life after right. Corona, right, there's people walk a lot
right.
constantly. Like, there's so many people that walk by our house. And like you were saying, the freeways around here, the 210, like I frequent the 210
right.
and the 10 freeway, and both freeways up
right.
until recently were empty. And now it's back to being, you know, loaded again.
Right.
And just to see cars parked in the parking structures at buildings again, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, well, I guess we're back on. You know, we're still remaining cautious because our family was hit pretty hard. Like,
you weren't pretty hard. You were hit hard.
Yeah.
Like just out of left field. So
both sides of my family. So my husband's side and my mom's side of the family. And we did lose my aunt. And, you know, it's sad because if she had never been exposed to COVID,
right.
she would have been alive. Mm-hmm. And sure, she was older, but I saw this really beautiful piece of art that I'm going to post on Instagram. And it's a picture that an artist drew of all the grandparents saying goodbye to their grandkids. And it's like a COVID art picture that I'm right. like never going to leave my head. Right.
Right.
And it's really, really sad because she, even though she was my older aunt, she was like a grandma to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she leaves behind a lot of grandkids that are great grandkids too, that are not gonna know her the way we knew her, right?
Correct.
Like, she was our tamale tia that made
right.
tamales for us for Christmas. And then beyond that, Alex's side of the family, we almost lost an uncle and all of his family. He's a prison guard for Lancaster.
Okay.
The prison in Lancaster. And so he got it from a prisoner, and then he infected his entire family.
Right.
And I'm talking about, let's see, 5 or 6 people, and including his wife, his daughter, his grandkids.
See.
So it was like, oh my gosh. And then he was on a respirator for over 21 days and not looking good. Like,
right.
We actually said our goodbyes to him on a Zoom call. Like, that's how morbid it was, because they didn't think he was going to make
right.
it. And so we said our prayers with him, and he was just not, he was intubated, but at least that was the only way we could do it. And
right.
the nurse was really awesome. But you know, thank God he made it, he pulled through. And, of course we're being very careful, but
right.
we are still feeling that need to, like, kind of, like, my husband's been called back to work, and my husband's one of the immunocompromised people.
Mm-hmm.
So he works for Apple, and he works at the location in Brea, at the Brea Mall. And at first they were only doing curbside, but now the mall has opened. And so that means more people.
Right.
And they're being careful. Like, they have, even though they're in the OC, just because your county is saying you don't have to wear a mask doesn't
correct.
Mean that you don't have to wear a mask if a particular store is enforcing it.
Right.
So I think that's really important, because
right.
a lot of people are thinking, oh no, this is Orange County, I don't need to wear a mask.
Correct.
But, you know, like Apple, for example, they will provide you with the mask.
So, which is great.
They bought a ton of extra masks because it's confusing. And
right.
I think this whole thing has really been so confusing for not just you and I, but for everybody, because we've never done this before. And, you know, we kind of have been, I kind of got really good at first I was getting really anxious with, like, everything I was hearing being changed.
Right.
And you know how we are, we're planners.
Of course. So, like, no, we totally are.
Plans change.
Right.
Forget it. We're like, what? No, like, we get mad. Well, I kind of let that part of me kind of go, because mm-hmm. plans were not sticking, and
right.
you, in situations like this, like, you need to be adjustable, and you need to be able to go with the flow. And especially at a time like this, where literally the entire world is doing its part in a way.
Yes.
Like, whatever, if I have to wear a mask and that's all I have to do, I mean, it's a lot easier than breathing through a respirator.
Right. And I think that's 100% the biggest thing to take home is exactly that. And the other thing too, for now, if you listen to us now, or if you listen to this podcast years from now, the biggest thing that has been challenging to understand is exactly what's going on with coronavirus and exactly how it is being transmitted. And specific to the masks that are being worn, it is not being clearly confirmed and explained that when you wear a mask, it's out of respect so that if you happen to be carrying the coronavirus, you aren't spreading it to other people. If you right. are wearing a mask, it is not protecting you in any way of getting the disease. Because what happens with coronavirus, they're these small little spittle particulates that we, you know, if you get super excited and you talk and that little gleek comes out of your mouth,
yep.
think of that. That's a bigger version of what's happening. But when you're talking mm-hmm. and it, you know, you get excited and whatever, you have little particulates that come out of your mouth when you're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the coronavirus is transmitted. So you're wearing these masks out of respect for other people. I understand that it is an uncomfortable situation. I understand that people feel restricted. But for me, and I know you're on the same page with it, I will be uncomfortable and mm-hmm. I will be in an unpleasant situation because I care about other people. And I don't, if I happen to be an asymptomatic carrier, I don't want anyone, whether they are someone that I love dearly and I'm close to, or somebody that I pass on the street, ever having to deal with any
right.
of the things that we have observed in the last 4 months
right.
in the United States, in the last 6 months and more worldwide.
Right. Right.
So I think that's a big thing.
And the fact that, like, people like to bring up, I've been listening to both sides because I think it's important to,
mm-hmm.
you know, keep your mind open to
for
that.
Sure.
And some people's argument is that, you know, the percentage has been so few. We're not talking about the people that have beat the virus.
Right.
Of course, which is great. But I mean, why even try to get the virus in general? Right?
Yes. No, I agree with you. No, 100%.
If that's my kid and I have a choice, I'm going to be careful. And, you know, I have to be really careful with Bella, my daughter,
right.
who has Down syndrome and autism, because she's very sensitive when it comes to her sensory input.
Right.
Which means that anything she feels, she touches, she smells, it's not as simple as you would imagine as it is for you and I. For example, correct, she will not keep a mask on. Mm-hmm. So I've had to arrange my, whenever I need something from Target, or usually Target was our thing. Like Bella and I would go on Friday nights to Target because number one, I would get paid on Fridays.
Right.
And then number two, I would pick up stuff for the weekend. And also they have these carts there. I don't know if you've ever seen them, the Caroline cart.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Caroline cart, and she's one of our friends actually. Her mom, Drew Ann, she's my Southern sister, I call her, from Alabama.
Okay.
But this mom invented a cart for her daughter, Caroline. Mm-hmm. And it's a cart that has a built-in forward seat so that anybody with special needs or mm-hmm. that has a physical limitation, you can push them in that cart and it's connected to a shopping cart. So instead of like pushing a wheelchair and right. a shopping cart, you're able to do that all in one. And so that thing really makes a huge difference for me, and it has seatbelts so she can't escape, and she likes it. It's like a little ride for her. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we don't get to do that because she can't keep her mask on, and we're practicing every day, minutes at a time. And I got her a cute Forky mask because she loves Toy Story.
And it's super adorable. Cause I've seen the picture. Yeah. So yeah.
So right now we're doing a timer. And
okay.
what we do is we did this with her glasses. We would time okay. her, and we started with 10 seconds and then we would celebrate that. Right. And then mm-hmm. move up to 20 seconds. And so right now with the mask, we're at 40 seconds, which is pretty good.
That's really again, good.
Which person can do a shopping load at Target in 40 seconds? Nobody.
I mean, you if anybody has a skill set to try to squeeze it in, I'll give you maybe 70 seconds is what it's going to be for you.
Not me.
But I'm just saying, like, I understand, but of all people who are going to even practice the patience. Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, we always joke about the little time limits that we give each ourselves.
Right,
of like,
right.
you know, we have certain things that we send back and forth to the team and trying right. to get certain things done by a certain time, and how it's like, nope, failed. Deadline, but you know what? Deadline. Dang it. I'm going to do it. Because, yeah, again, like you said, you and I are planners. So, yeah.
We live on deadlines in
right.
our job.
Of course we do.
I don't like deadlines out of my job because it stresses me out, right?
I get
and
it.
I already have to deal with so many deadlines, and bills are deadlines too. So that's deadlines are I know they need to be there, but
right.
they stress me out. And so long story short, I've been really good at learning how to use the pickup at Target.
Oh, good. Yeah,
not
yeah.
the same. Like
no.
you can park and do it, but you know, Instacart's been our friend. And I've realized I don't even enjoy the shopping experience mm-hmm. anymore. It's like, it's not the same. Everybody around you is wearing a mask and you're standing 6 feet apart in the line, standing on whatever marker they have for you.
Right.
And to me, it's like, this is exhausting. Like I would rather just do an online order if I could and
for sure.
get it over with.
No, because you and I are the same, and we kind of have, just like you have your Friday night date with Bella at Target. And
yep.
you used it as much of time to walk around the store. Yes, you had a list. Yes, you got a couple of things off the list. Lord knows, between Costco and Target, we always get more than we ever need.
Yep, every aisle. I walk
right.
every single
same. But that's the whole thing. It's like, and there's nothing therapeutic about it anymore because it takes so much emotional and mental energy
yeah.
expended. And I think that just like you referenced, we're standing 6 feet from each other, and where you might be able to share a smile with somebody because we are respecting each other and all wearing masks, and because
yeah.
those are the policies that have been set forward, it's like I have never smiled with my eyes more in my life. And I know that sounds silly, right? But
yeah.
because I want to know, let people know that I still acknowledge them. I mean, we have a friend, Lisa, who was visiting up from San Diego on Saturday, and okay. we went out to dinner. And it was the first time, and it was the most unpleasant experience,
was
in
it?
My opinion. Now, the funnier part is it was an amazing steakhouse here in Long Beach,
okay.
one that I have been to many, many times. My husband, Brian, myself, and our friend, Lisa, all of us have been there many times. We know the staff. We're not like best friends, but we're close with them. And mm-hmm. first of all, I've never encountered people so appreciative to see you, not just to see people in general, but to see, oh my gosh, I remember you. I don't remember your name, but your face looks familiar. I know you were in here before
yep.
all this happened. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in. But when we were in the steakhouse, which was always very full, there
yeah.
are so few tables. The entire serving staff had masks and they had the protective shields on to
wow.
protect themselves, and more so again, the protective shield to protect themselves, but they're wearing both of it to protect us, the patrons.
Right.
And it was the weirdest scenario, and felt like we were in the Hunger Games, or we were mm-hmm. in like this weird utopian world, because you would take your mask off and you would eat. And then for our comfort, because we didn't want to mess around, we would put our masks back on when it wasn't time to eat. But it's weird to think you're in a place that used to be like people would propose to each other at.
Yes.
Like people would go out for romantic date night. And there is nothing romantic about looking at a table that's 6 or 10 feet away from you that has a, and they had corrugated plastic dividers between the tables.
That's another weird thing.
Yeah.
All the plastic shields everywhere.
Yeah. So that was the thing. And like, it was amazing. And the, you know, it was an amazing experience, but it was also kind of going back to the Target idea. There's nothing fun. It was amazing to see Lisa because Lisa, she used to live here in Long Beach. She moved to San Diego. We were going to get together and then the pandemic happened. So it's been almost 6 months since we've seen each other. It was amazing to see her. But then the other part too was we couldn't hug each other. We couldn't interact with each other because we hadn't been quarantining together. So it was even weirder. Do the elbow bump. Which is so funny because going back to the graduation ceremony, that's how we congratulated the graduate. Was we like it was like an elbow bump receiving line like you'd have at a wedding just so that you could acknowledge her briefly. And Lord knows these kids. I mean, I was good at school, but I hated school.
Mm-hmm.
I did well. My grades were good, but I was not a fan of organized education. And watching these kids really push through. And a lot of kids had so many problems with it and working remotely. I mean, you've got Lil Bear who's been doing stuff from home. You've got Bella who's been doing stuff from home. Bella's now in summer school, right?
And it is, I don't want to say awful, but it's hard.
Right. Like,
it is not easy. I am so, I don't want to say annoyed. I don't want to say stressed.
Right.
But I am all of those things.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed.
Right. But I think that's the thing. You being honest, and hopefully if you're listening to our podcast right now, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
We've got to be patient with ourselves. And I think that's the hardest thing that I've encountered for myself and going out in public. We got to be patient with each other and we got to be patient with ourselves more than we've ever been before because this is such uncharted territory. You've got two kids at home, one with special needs, that you're having to work through education with.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a husband with who's immunocompromised.
It's hard to say that.
Yes,
right?
It is. It's really hard to say it. But like, you know, you've got parents that live an hour and a half away. Your mom is a nurse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like all of this stuff, we have to give ourselves patience. And it's really challenging because I know you're really great with social media. That's someplace that we've connected in the couple of years we worked together. Mm-hmm. And, but I think that's the thing. Never more than ever have I taken all those really thoughtful, cute phrases and poems and things and had to take them to heart, not just share them because it makes me feel good, but I'm hoping more than ever that somebody's going to read it and is going to feel good and not just laugh and roll their eyes because Lord knows we've got to be patient with ourselves and with each other right now, because we don't know when the end of all of this is going to happen. The pandemic, you know, police brutality with everything that's going on still with protests right now. There's so much happening.
Things are ugly right now.
Really? 100%.
And it drains you to see all that ugly and then to read all that ugly because there's such a divide.
Yes.
There is such a divide. And without like getting too into it, I've found myself less on certain platforms because I'm just like, you know what? I love this person, but we're never going to think the same.
Right.
And nothing is cutting through. And it's not my job to, as much as I want to like have this conversation with people and with people that I care about and that I like,
it's, yes,
you know, like some of them are my family members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to understand the great divide when some of them have raised me, you
Correct.
Know what I mean?
No.
And so it's really, really tough. And that kind of happened when I had Bella. I remember feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And I haven't felt that way since I've had her. And she's going to be 13 in November. But thank God, I always appreciated that they took the time to love my daughter and learn about my daughter. And I think the key word is learn because, had it not ever affected them, they would have never changed.
You're right. You are 100% right. And I think that that is something that, especially being on lockdown, that I have done so much over the last, you know, month especially, but the last 3 months has taken the time to learn and taken the time to ask questions and taken the time to really dig down deep and make myself uncomfortable to learn and to put myself in other people's shoes, because I don't have kids. So yeah. I don't even know what it's like to have Little Bear, who is just a 10-year-old who's running right. around and scraping his knee and breaking his arm kind of thing. I don't know what it's like to have a 13-year-old daughter mm-hmm. and then add, you know, having autism and Down syndrome on top and trying to yeah. navigate education and making sure and providing with that.
Yeah.
So I think there's so much going on. And, you know, I, like you, come from a family who, I mean, let's be honest, sometimes boundaries are not there. There's a lot of intimate
yes.
Communication, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of uncomfortable situations that transpire because we come, you know, I'm an Italian family, you're a Latino family. We come from very involved parenting. We come from a village that has raised us.
Yes.
And we have a lot, you know, I've got Zios and Zias, and you've got Tios and Tias that are telling yeah. us all what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And we've yes. all had to learn as we've gotten older and gotten out in the world, what of those things that they taught us were really good core values mm-hmm. and what we had to let go of.
Yeah.
And had to move forward because we've learned as we've grown and we've matured that these are not things that are going to benefit ourselves or anyone else in society.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, right. you know, the biggest thing that happened today as we're coming out of insanity is the Supreme Court came down with a 6-3 vote on a key provision of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which pretty much means that those that you cannot lose your job based on sex or discrimination. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And here we are in the thick of all of this going on. And we had
right.
an amazing, you know, you've got a pandemic underway. We had an amazing representation of All Black Lives Matter in Hollywood yesterday that the world was focusing on. And it was a peaceful protest that went on for 5 or 6 hours and went through major cities and major arteries in Hollywood. And it was successful and communication is underway. Right now, there's a city council meeting in Los Angeles that's happening for Black Lives Matter and talking about how to pursue policing moving forward and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. There is so much happening. I think that's the thing that this weekend, and I mean, I'm a very passionate and emotional person, and I have been quick to cry on a much regular basis now because, yeah. as we've talked about throughout this, I'm tired. I'm spent
right.
because I'm investing my time, energy, and effort in learning things and educating myself and bettering myself. So my mental and emotional capacity is just blown through. But when
yeah.
I see these small victories that are coming through from the government, from the people who we are supposed to look to for leadership, and we see something amazing come back that supports people, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been my hardest thing is, and I'm going to get a little emotional right now, but I'm so frustrated with people right now because it sounds silly and kind of cliche, but humanity is really inhuman right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rough time. And how to connect with people and how to better myself and how to better the next generation. You've got your kids. I've got my nieces and nephews, and I want nothing but the best for them. And I know if you're listening to this podcast or whatever, I know that's the same. You just want the best for people.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the hardest part is to get through providing the best for people right now because so many people have encountered such difficulty and so many challenges. And having, you know, even for myself, being of a minority group, but also being a white guy, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I still
mm-hmm.
fall in the privileged category.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing just the things that we've lived through in this brief 6-month period.
Yes.
From, you know, 2019 was challenging. We've had a lot of things happen over the last few years. 2020 has opened up to be a really challenging, I mean, not to laugh, but we have murder hornets, which are
entering another dimension.
We are. It's literally the Twilight Zone more than we've ever, you know, Jordan Peele, who is an amazing writer and producer of television and films like Get Out, you know, has taken up the mantle of Twilight Zone, and I can't even imagine what the next season of Twilight Zone is going to look like because you cannot write what's happening in our world right now.
You can't make this stuff
correct.
Up. But you know what? I'm glad that you're able to say that so eloquently and so beautifully. And I know you mean it, Nick. I know I feel it from just seeing you and hearing your voice. Anytime a person's voice cracks, it just touches, it goes like a zing instantly into my heart. And so I feel you and I love you. and we're going to get through this. And I think what's really beautiful is that we're able to still come out of this in some way with some form of a smile, mm-hmm. making the smiley eyes to people, even though right. we're making the mask, and also cracking a laugh whenever you can find that time, because
right.
you know, we all of our, it's funny. It's like, we're kind of grounded in a way, like all of our sports has been taken away, all of our extracurricular activities.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, you're totally right.
And it's like, you sit there and you think about what you did.
Right? No, and it's the truth.
The world needed that. And as much as hurt as we've been through, everybody's hurting.
Right.
And I think no matter where you stand, everybody is not, it's a very anxious time.
Yeah. And I appreciate you and I love you and I appreciate your honesty and your vulnerability, because I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned in this time period is transparency and vulnerability are insane. And, you know, we come from a culture, especially as men, who are raised to be very strong and presenting mm-hmm. strong, and realizing it takes a lot of strength to have that breakdown and to be honest and transparent and vulnerable. So I think that that's another thing that I, you know, love and respect and appreciate people like you, especially because I know the amazing things you're doing with your kids and how the next generation are coming through. So yeah. I know that there is such a good hope for the future. So I can see the silver lining, even though that like tunnel right now and seeing the light at the end of that tunnel is real tiny. You know, it's great to be able to have our morning show, the Ellen K morning show on Coast 103.5, also to have our after show and to have all the silly and stupid things we do on Instagram and all the silly interviews that we put out there, you know, with really amazing, talented people from around the world. And,
we had Kevin Costner on today. Did you know?
Yeah. That? No. That was amazing to me.
I booked him last week and I was like, a booker that usually sends me like random people.
Right.
He was like, would you be interested in Kevin Costner? And I was like, that's like my childhood.
Right. I agree with you. No. Because when I saw it come out on the sheet today, I was like, wait a second. And then I saw the interview come out on Instagram and I was like, wow, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
it's just those little things. And he was able to relate on being a dad and being in quarantine. He has 7 kids and his show Yellowstone is coming out this Sunday on Father's Day.
Okay.
But he's super he's one of those guys. I was so happy that he's just like normal and like happy about going back to work.
See?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's something I think we're all in. Yes. We've gone into, you know, we now have a show that is working in 5 remote locations every day, every morning. I'm in Long Beach. You're in Ontario. You know, Ryan's in Pasadena. Ryan's in Burbank. Rachel's in Burbank at her home. And then Ellen's in Hollywood. We're all over and trying to coordinate this stuff. And I mean, I won't ever rush with what's going on right now, but I cannot wait to get back to work. We're never going to be able, well, we may, but it's going to be a very long time before we work the way we used to.
Right.
But I'm looking for, and this is the lamest thing, but I'm looking for some normalcy.
Right.
And getting back to that.
You might as well look cute doing it. So get a cute mask and get ready.
Right? Oh, it's no. Happening. So let me tell you. So let's talk real quick about Disneyland opening.
Okay.
Which will be opening in the 65th anniversary of Disneyland is on July 17th. And that is when Disneyland is slated to reopen.
And some people have mixed feelings about it.
Correct. And I think that's the most interesting thing. And the reason I bring it up with your cute mask is... they're spirit jerseys. If you have any familiarity with Disney, they're spirit jerseys. So I actually have a friend in La Habra who made me a mask to match. There's an ink and paint spirit jersey. And so I have a matching mask to go with my spirit jersey for when we're able to return to the resort. But I agree with you. It's very challenging because Shanghai Disneyland has reopened and at 30% capacity and has been very successful to this point.
Okay.
Hong Kong Disneyland is getting ready to reopen as well. This week, Florida is starting to reopen their parks. Okay. And so Disney Springs is already open, which is their downtown Disney. Okay. That's already reopened. So things are already happening. And the challenge, especially with our world versus Disney World, so Disneyland versus Disney World, is Disney World, people come from all over the world to visit it. And because those people cannot come right now, it's very easy to keep the numbers low and be safe for the cast members that are working there and the guests. Okay. Here, Disneyland predominantly is a locals theme park. Thus, it will be really challenging to turn guests away, and it will be harder to protect cast members. And that's where a lot of the concern and the fear comes in. And it is rightfully so, because we don't 100% know, especially with people who have coronavirus or COVID-19, who are asymptomatic and are carriers, and we don't even know it.
Right.
So I know with the Walt Disney Company, and having worked for them for 5 years, long before I got into broadcasting, that they will do everything within their power to protect their cast members and to protect the guests that are visiting. So yes, is it a little early to open? Could be. Maybe we open and try it and then we close again. Who knows? But I know that every best effort will be made to protect the guests that are visiting the park and to protect the cast members who are providing that Disney magic to them. So.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Also with the NFL, I'm wondering, you know, like today the news came out that Ezekiel Elliott, you know, the quarterback
of the
Cowboys got tested positive for COVID, and they should be entering practice season soon.
Correct.
And it leads me to wonder, you know, will the NFL be able to happen?
Right. Totally.
I mean, I know my husband would hate me for saying this, but I hope it doesn't. Like, we've already went without baseball and basketball.
Correct. Which basketball is coming back, too. So
it is coming back, yeah. But, like, can we just chill? Like,
no.
I don't know.
I mean, and no, I agree with you. And I think, because that's the thing, too, is, you know, I am a huge sports fan, just like your family is. Like, that's an area that we connect on. Granted, we don't have the same teams that we follow, but that's okay. I still love you anyway. But I think that's a big thing is going to the NBA, finishing their season at the Wild World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World in Florida. Now, Major League Soccer is also going to be doing the same thing in the same area, in the same facility. First of all, I've never been more excited about soccer in my life. And I'm deciding if I want to be LAFC or if I'm going to go with Galaxy as my team.
You know what else is I've noticed is funny? The only sport that we've been watching has been UFC, and there's nobody in the crowd.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, they should play music at least in the background.
Right.
Like, it's so quiet and weird.
Right.
But yet we're excited because it's like the only sport event that's on right now.
Right.
So we've been watching that, but yeah, I'm excited for basketball to come back.
Right.
I know the experience will be different.
Yes. I think that's it. And I think to go back to, you know, not to squash the NFL on the whole conversation, but there is such a different world there, even to your representation with the UFC fighting. In South Korea, when they've gone back to baseball, they have stuffed animals in the stands to show that there's still people there. And with that being said, you know, you really UFC is not a good place to put a bunch of stuffed animals in the seats. But I understand because UFC, or like if we even go to Ryan, you know, Ryan Mano and his love for WWE,
it's
all about the experience and the loud and the cheering and the, you know, all the excitement. So it's a really different world. It's if you happen to watch Jimmy Kimmel or if you watch Stephen Colbert or any of the late night shows. They don't have the laugh tracks and they don't have audiences. So their stuff is really poignant, but not funny anymore because there's not that experience of togetherness. So I get it. And I think with the NFL right now, I really would love to see them not come back. And it's more so in solidarity because just like, you know, Ezekiel with Dallas Cowboys, like we have too many situations, even with the NBA and with Major League Soccer coming back in. We can't guarantee, even in an area like the Walt Disney World complex and the Wild World of Sports complex, where they will be tested and have the best, you know, medical staff to take care of them, we can't guarantee it. Yeah. You know, and so it's a really rough place to be because I know, like you, I would love to sit back and watch a football game and forget my troubles like we did last season. Like it's crazy to think, just last season we were able to watch. All of this, you know, we watched the Super Bowl in February and then in March, we're stuck. And what's going on? So, I think that's it. It's like, I would love to see the world of Major League Sports in solidarity and in support really do it. I mean, the funniest part is I remember at the beginning of the pandemic watching ESPN3 and seeing them play professional games of horse with professional athletes, and not even just basketball players, but with just pro athletes. And I'm like, all right, you know what? This is going to work. This is ridiculous and it is hilarious, but you know what? They're safe. They're quarantined. There's no concern of the coronavirus being transmitted. It's silly. It's ridiculous. But you know what? It gave me that 10 or 15 minutes to get out of my head and everything going on. So, you know, again, it's that hard place. The NFL comes back. Great. But all those people are in harm's way now.
You know what I wish they would do? I wish they would play like even local channels aside from ESPN and all those sports channels. Mm-hmm. I wish they would play the best heart, like the ultimate best of every sport that has ever happened. Like the best of 2002 or whatever, right? Like at least we can rewatch old games. It's kind of like watching that old movie that you never want to watch because it's on VHS.
Right. No, you're right. Totally.
But why not? You know, why not? They have no content to talk about.
Right.
But, I mean, we could go on and on about all of this.
Oh, for sure.
And I'll end with this, Nick.
Yes.
I remember telling you and Rachel, we did a podcast together about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you guys that my 10th wedding anniversary was coming up because your anniversary and my anniversary are very close.
Right.
Yours is July 4th, right?
Correct.
And mine is the 10th of July. And this year will be our 10th wedding anniversary.
Right.
And we got married. We did a really little, small, intimate Vegas wedding that costed us $1,000. I think it was $1,034.
Okay.
Something like that. Like we were on a major budget.
Right.
But we did it and it was nice. And it was my family, his family. And I want to say about 13 people.
Okay.
Which sounds like a lot. Like it technically goes over our social distancing limit. But this was 10 years ago.
And exactly.
To us, that was like the least amount of people we've ever had. Mm-hmm. So what I thought of doing, and we're going to do this. We're going to have, I'm going to like recreate a little Vegas in my garage. And I'm going to invite the same 13 people.
Okay.
And we're going to play poker.
I think that's amazing.
Like a Vegas little, I guess, not wedding, but like an anniversary party with the people that went to my wedding.
No, I think a vow renewal is where most people usually would go to. I think this is much better.
Yeah. So my father-in-law is unfortunately not with us.
Right.
So technically it would be 12 people. My two kids are now grown kids. They were babies. They were... I had both of them already. They were, Little Bear was months old, 6 months old. Bella was 2.
Okay.
And so, you know, now they're 10 and 12.
Right.
And my mom and dad, Alex's mom, his brother, my sister, his other sister. So yeah, like we're going to keep it nice and small and intimate and play poker, and it's a $50 buy-in. So
I think it's great. No,
I wanted to give you an update on that.
I think it's great. If we were in a different world, I would be throwing my hat in to, no one can ever fill Big Alex's shoes, but I would gladly try to take a seat at the table if we weren't in the middle of where we are now. But,
I know.
So, I mean, your 10th anniversary is almost here. That's amazing. And my it'll be our 5th wedding anniversary. So yeah.
What do you get? You guys going to Disneyland, right?
Well, they won't be open in time. That was the original plan. So it was funny because we really wanted to, for our 5th anniversary, was similar to what you're describing right now, is literally having a redo of what happened 5 years ago. We got married in San Pedro in Los Angeles, and we were married in a ballroom that overlooked the Los Angeles County fireworks display for the 4th of July. So we got a $100,000 fireworks display for free. which sadly, fireworks will not be happening for the most of the country this year because of COVID-19.
Right.
But our plan was to have a redo and have a party with all the people that attended that are available, because a lot of people have moved and things have changed in 5 years. And then also adding in new people that are a part of our lives now, like you and Ellen and Ryan and Rachel. Yeah, I will totally spill the beans on our podcast here of exactly what we're doing to celebrate. Actually, we did it yesterday. We went to the same location that we got married in San Pedro, and we actually reenacted a lot of the pictures from our wedding.
No way.
So not only that, and what's even more entertaining is we did it with a remote because we couldn't take anybody with us because of COVID-19. Oh, so we didn't have a photographer. We literally took a, you know, we had a tripod and we had the camera and we were holding phones with our pictures from the wedding on it. So we could do it.
Creative.
So it was fun.
That's what those shoes were?
That's what the shoes were for. So that's why I say, like, I will totally spill the beans on this podcast and people are more than welcome to totally tune in and listen to what happens. But so what we are doing is we are going to be sending our wedding invitation again.
Oh.
And it will have the pictures from then and from now.
That's awesome.
And we're also going to re-host. We had one of Brian's best friends is a cinematographer in Hollywood and he filmed everything. And so we will be also having a QR code on that so you can relive our wedding.
Aww.
5 years later. But that's it. Like, and we had so much fun yesterday and it was so flippin' windy and it was just amazing.
Awesome.
But like, it was so fun to do that. And so we wanted to be able to share the love and the joy just like you are with, you know, with the people that were there. And, you know, also this is a way that we're able to share it with people that weren't there and that are there now and have been a huge part of our lives because, you know, we didn't have any witnesses. And the priest in our thing specifically said, we have no witnesses here because all of you are witnesses to their marriage and all of you are an important part of it. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at.
That's
so
awesome.
So you will be getting that. Thank you.
To 5 years and to me to 10 years.
Yes.
Because marriage is not what you think it is.
Oh, and hell no.
We both, I know that, you know, I've gone to therapy with my husband.
Right.
You've gone to therapy with
definitely
huge believers in therapy.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The next time we do this podcast together, let's talk about marriage.
Yeah.
Like the realities of marriage.
I think it's fantastic.
Sticking through it.
So.
Because it's a great thing and it's not anything that doesn't come easy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Oh, you're amazing. Love you too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.